Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sports Radio
101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN. Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the fan, Absolute Cintron, the overnight. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got fleas behind the glass. Let me tell you right now, before I get started, Mr. Tommy's on fire with breaking news during his shows. My man's had his own show for less than a month, and he's had breaking news after breaking news after breaking news after breaking news. Think Tommy would do 24 hours so the breaking news continues to happen for him? The New York Mets! David Stearns delivers another post-Christmas gift to Met fans. We heard the rumors. Luis Robert Jr. They were talking to White Sox early. Didn't happen. I know the White Sox were hiring Acuna. It happened. That's the guy they get in the trade. Some minor league I've never heard of goes to the White Sox in exchange for our center fielder for the 2026 New York Mets. And I'm loving it. I'm loving the length of the lineup. I'm loving how David Stearns continues to put his foot up every negative Met fans. You know what? I've been telling you all that calling. Hey, is spring training tomorrow? Do pitchers and catchers report tomorrow? Is opening day tomorrow? But of course not. It's not. And this fan base was so negative. Because we lost homegrown Mets who didn't win squadoosh. No World Series appearances. No MVPs. No nothing. Move after move after move criticized. Started with Devin Williams. Criticized. Polanco criticized. Simeon criticized. Bo Bichette. Panic move. Luis Robert Jr. Oh, he's a bum. I mean, it just never ends with the Mets. You can't please these fans. The Mets could sign prime Willie Mays, prime Barry Bonds, prime Carlos Beltran, shout out Hall of Fame Boricua, prime Doc Gooden, prime Mariano Rivera, and they'll still complain about who the catcher is. You can't please them. Well, I'm very happy. Very happy. Before the Bichette signing, I said, if this is the lineup come opening day, if this is the roster come spring training, I'd rip David Stearns a new one because this is unacceptable. Well, since then, hello, Bo Bichette. Bo knows Queens. Press later on today. And now, Luis Robert Jr. is the Mets center fielder. The only thing I can say about Luis Robert Jr. is his motor is the thing that's always been questioned with him. His motor. Well, if I play for the White Sox and the season's over in April and I'm 67,000 games out of first place come May and the organization sucks and there's six fans out of games making a Marlins game look sold out. Yeah, I wouldn't want to play neither. I don't care how much money I'm making. There's no energy in the ballpark. There's nothing to play for except my check. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not sniffing first place. We're not making any big moves. This organization sucks. And now he comes into a clubhouse with Juan Soto, Marcus Semien, Francisco Lindor, Jorge Polanco. You can keep going on and on and on. Guys with proven track records. Guys that have come up big in big moments. MVPs, MVP runner-ups, all-stars, gold glovers, etc., etc., etc. That will hold him accountable if he doesn't have the motor. Which I think he will have the motor. This is a career reset at the age of 28. And if he kills it, he can cash in big one final contract down the road. The last 3 years, 20 stolen bases, 23 stolen bases, 33 stolen bases. His projected numbers before the trade, 19 homers, 53 RBIs, 22 stolen bases, batting 239. Well, that's going to change. And remember, on the White Sox, he's batting at the top of the lineup. Asked to be the man on a team that stunk. And now he comes to a Met team. Where's he going to bat? Sixth? Seventh? Sometimes maybe top of the lineup to give somebody a blow, a rest. This lineup, the length of his lineup, let's go through it. Because you have Francisco Lindor, who's going to bat probably first, leadoff, switch hitter. Bichette, bat-to-ball player, doesn't strike out a lot, clutch player, right-handed bat. Simeon, former MVP, I think is another guy who'll be rejuvenated, getting out of Texas and that ballpark. Polanco, another switch hitter. Soto, Robert Jr., Alvarez. The question is, what do they do with left field? There's been talk of Brett Beatty going out there, being a utility man all over the place. The more I look at this, I think there's a good chance he gets traded. I don't know about Vientos, because I don't think Vientos' value is where once was, coming off the season he had and the playoff run he had. I think Beatty's more valuable right now to a team that's looking for a third baseman, that's looking for a guy who can play second as well, like in DH. His value is higher than Vientos. And when you're looking for marquee pitching, you're going to have to give up prime names, guys with a lot of value. Right now, Vientos' value is down. He's not a great fielder. He had a horrible season compared to the year before with all the expectations on the world on his shoulders. The most disappointing Met of them all last season. Talked about it yesterday's show. The Mets are monitoring the Skubal situation in arbitration. How that pans out. And I think David Stearns is sitting there in his kitchen with his Met boxes on and his apron on with his spatula, scrambling whatever he's scrambling, whatever he's cooking, and he's waiting to pounce. If he gets a sniff, that Skubal's there to be had. That is the move of all moves to put an A-plus on this offseason.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We still need the pitching, for sure. Starting pitching. There's guys out there. There's Joe Ryan, there's Pablo Lopez, Alcantara, you know, the names that have been out there, Valdez, who the Mets are still in on. They don't care about the draft picks. I just care about the player. Let's go. Upgrades the rotation. Zach Gallen's still out there, free agent. There's names. There's guys. But there's one. One. In the beginning, when it was all happening, I'm like, I don't want to trade everybody. No. We might not have baseball in 2027. We might not. So don't even think about next season. This is about this season. 2026. You're all in on Kyle Tucker. You had the better offer. He wanted to hide in the background and sniff Ohtani's jockstrap and be his butler. See you later. Adios. Checks his cell phone more than he checks the scouting reports. See you later. Jason Bay 2.0. See you later. You're telling me Kyle Tucker or Bo Bichette and Luis Robert Jr.? You feel two needs? two quality players, one guy who's a gamer at third base, and I think you'll be fine at third base, and another guy who gets out of a stank hole in Chicago, in the White Sox. Yeah, I call the White Sox a stank hole. He gets out of there. And now he gets to come to New York, center field, and show what kind of player he really is. With a bunch of talent around him. That he doesn't have to be the guy. He doesn't. Just go out there, do your job, be available. Don't have a sour puss on your face. Because if I play for the Chicago White Sox, other than cashing my check, I'd have a sour puss on my face every game. Warming up, doing a national anthem, my first at bat, when it's time to go home, puss face, playing for them. Because it's a black hole playing for the Chicago White Sox. Now you get to come here, Queens, Steve Cohen, Alex Cohen, David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza, and the cast of characters that I already mentioned. Guys that have gotten it done. Multiple All-Stars, MVPs, Final Three MVPs, All-Star appearances, Gold Gloves, and just fit in. Fit in, do your job, and the reward at the end of that orange and blue rainbow for you is a big contract if you do what you're supposed to do and capable of doing. And again, those projections before the trade were 19-53, 22 stolen bases, 239 average. Doesn't walk a lot. But he adds speed to this team as well on the base pads, which I love. These new rules, everybody should be stealing. Heck, if Juan Soto almost stole 40 bases, Luis Robert Jr. can steal 40 bases in his sleep. I'm sure they're going to talk. How'd you do it, Juan? They'll figure it out. There's no more bitching and moaning right now. The only thing you can complain about is we need one more starting pitcher in this rotation. Top of the line rotation guy. Even a second guy. At worst, a third guy. That damn McClain's a stud. That guy is it. He's that dude. But if you give me a Frampo Valdez, I'm good. You have these idiots piggybacking off that. Well, you know, he's a bad apple. He crossed up his catcher. Shut up. You want everybody to be a nice guy? You want to shake hands and slap butt cheeks? Stop. You need guys like that. Unpredictable. You know what I know about Frampo Valdez? He gives you 6-7 innings. You know what I know about Frampo Valdez? He's available 30 starts plus. Playoff experience. Not afraid of the moment. But that's if he's the guy. The guy I want. And it's Jonah Tong, so be it. Has to go. His Skubal. You get him into the fold. Yeah, you can say, well, it's a one-year deal and you might not be able to sign him. Who cares about next season when there might not be one? Who cares? You got to compete with the Dodgers in the National League. That's the monster. That's the evil empire. That's the team you have to beat. The Yankees don't have to worry about that. I'm going to get into them later. They don't have to worry about the Dodgers. They have to worry about what's in the American League. And you know what's not in the American League? The Dodgers. That's the team that stands in the way of the New York Mets. I don't care about the Phillies. Any big spot, the Phillies crumble. Who cares? It's always nice to smack Philly teams around. The Braves, we'll see. A lot of question marks. The Central, the Brewers, great regular season. Don't get it done in the playoffs. It's the Dodgers. The Mets have to compete with the Dodgers. And you know who tips the scales in your favor? Having Nolan McClain and Skubal at the top of the rotation. That helps with the New York Mets. That helps put this team in a great spot. That helps put this organization in a winning spot. Where it's like, it's not the Dodgers and everyone else. No. It's the Dodgers and there's the Mets. That's what we envisioned when Steve Cohen bought the team. Remember his words. I want to be the Dodgers East Coast. And yes, Mets fans, the offseason got off to a bleak start. To me, the biggest blow was losing Edwin Diaz. The biggest blow. No question about it. Talked about it. Losing Edwin Diaz was a huge blow for this organization, for this team. But he didn't want to be here. He opted out. And then he got sensitive.
You didn't talk to me about Devin Williams, and I'm butthurt.
See you later. He didn't want to be here. I'm team Devin Williams. I'm team Luke Weaver. I'm team Jorge Polanco. I'm team David Stearns. This team is better than it was 72 hours ago when so many fans were complaining. Oh, how are we going to replace this? How are we going to replace that? Well, guess what? I've had calls. How are you going to replace Pete Alonso's home runs? You know who can do it? Luis Robert Jr. and Bo Bichette combined. There's your home runs. And don't give me this, well, that's two guys that have to do one. What did the Yankees do with Juan Soto? They replaced him with multiple players and got the job done. They made the playoffs, tied for the best record, made the playoffs. The Mets can do the same thing. And if these guys live up not even to 100% of their back of the baseball card or their potential, it's close to it. 2026 postseason, no doubt about it.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.